can pray until you faint. But if you don't get up and try to do something, God is not going to put it in your lap. And there's no need of running and no need of saying, honey, I'm not going to get in the mess. Because if you are born in America with a black face, you are born in the mess. Tell it on the mountain to let my people go.
Fannie Lou Hamer was a sharecropper and civil rights activist, born in 1917 in Montgomery County, Mississippi, one of 20 children. She worked the very same plantation on which she was raised until August 31, 1962. On that day, Fannie Lou Hamer walked into the registrar's office in Indianola, Mississippi, and demanded that she be allowed to register to vote. Because she had dared to try to register, she and her family were forced to leave their home on the plantation that very evening. They went to a friend's house, and 10 days later, 16 bullets were fired into that home. She joined groups of civil rights activists and quickly became a leader who organized an aggressive strategy to change Mississippi's racist political system. In 1964, Fannie co-founded the Council of Federated Organizations, which recruited Northern white students to protest the treatment of African Americans in the South. She helped set up the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party to challenge the white-ruled regular Democratic Party and secure more equal representation of blacks in Mississippi politics.
Fannie Lou Hamer, presented by Heidi Starr. Her story is a project of the Women's Collective of KVMR-FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at www.kvmr.org or 530-265-9073.